folks. This is Kathy Norris, kicking off our new podcast series for THE.
And this is Elliot Soloway. Hello, hello, hello. The title of our podcast series is...
Being Mobile. Because the change we feel our technology-fueled culture has gone through over the past 2 years.
A bit of background, folks. In 2010, we had a column called Going Mobile. Because we felt that mobile technologies were not perceived as mainstream.
But here we are at the end of 2012, just 104 weeks later, and the technology picture looks quite a bit different.
And here's one canonical and oh-so-juicy example. In the fourth quarter of 2010, finally, smartphone sales surpassed sales of PCs. Now, fast forward 2 years, and then the third quarter of 2012, double the number of smartphones are sold than PCs.
Do you remember when Steve Jobs called this the post-PC era? But I don't think post-PC is quite right, because post-PC still uses PC as the frame of reference. I think rather than saying it's past the PC era, I like to say it's the age of mobilism.
Yes, and we are all mobilists.
Yeah, and didn't we say that a hallmark characteristic of the age of mobilism is connectedness? Mobile technology enables individuals to connect to each other in myriad ways. Do you remember Thomas Friedman, the New York Times columnist? He called it hyperconnectedness.
Indeed, if you ask students, college students, what is the very first thing they do in the morning before they do that other very first thing, they look at their phone to see who sent them text, to see who sent them comments on their Facebook page. Being connected is indeed a characteristic, a key characteristic, of being a mobilist.
So, Elliot, why are we calling our podcast series Being Mobile?
Because we are no longer in transition. We are no longer...
Going mobile.
Yes. Mobile are us. We are there.
So are mobile technologies a fad that schools can ignore or not?
Not a fad. Schools can't ignore mobile.
As of when? 2 years ago, that wouldn't have been your answer.
You're right, you're right. But today, school districts are buying thousands of iPads and literally helicoptering them into classrooms with minimal preparation and less curriculum.
Haven't we seen that movie before? Buy the technology, then figure out what to do with it.
Seriously, folks. Read Therese Majot's editorial in the THE Journal, and you will hear her talk about why we need to think very carefully about buying which kind of mobile devices.
And that's a perfect way to close our first podcast. If you're considering being mobile, please see our Being Mobile podcasts or Being Mobile columns in the THE Mobile newsletter and our Being Mobile blog. Our intent in this new series of posts is to provide useful information, tips, ideas, strategies, and so on for K-12 educators about being mobile.
And provide those resources in a fun and digestible manner.
Digestible? Who talks like that? Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodbye.
No. Say goodnight, Gracie, and thank all of you for listening.
Goodnight, Gracie, and Gracie thanks you, too.